Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter im Sechtes Geduschen, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ha Ish Mekadesh, a man can be Mekadesh an Isha by either he himself, for example, he gives her the ring and says, Riyat Mekadeshesli, Bita Bazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael in front of two Edim, or Ubishluchai. He can send a Shliach. Is there a preferred way? Yes. We would rather he do it than his shliach. The rule is mitzvah by yaisim mebishluchai. That's because when a person is Isaac with his guf in a mitzvah, he's mekabel mor schar. That's why the Mishnah stresses this. The Mishnah could have just said, a man can be mekadesh through a shliach. We know he can do it himself. The reason the Mishnah says ha'ish mekadesh by ubishluchai is to stress, the Mefarshim explained, that it's best that he do it himself. But the Maisa, he can send a shliach. How do we know that shiluchai shaladim kemaisai, that the shliach of a person is like the person himself? We know that from the Karban Pesach, where the Karban Pesach it says, v'shachatu aisai koil kahal adas Yisrael bein horbayim. The entire kahal adas Yisrael shechts, not everyone shechts. One person shechts the Karban, and that's for the entire chabura. Two people can't shecht one Karban, and not everyone brought their own Karban Pesach. There were groups of people. So it must be that if one person shechted for the others in the group, it's as if they all shechted. In other words, shluchei shel adam is kemaisai. The shliach of a person is like the person himself. Weiter sagt der Mishnah ha'isha miskadeshes, also a woman could become miskadeshes, ba, either by she herself accepting the kedushin, or bishlucha, she can also appoint a shliach to accept it on her behalf. Here too, mitzvah ba, we would rather that she accepts the Kiddushin herself. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, ha'ish mekadesh es bita, a person can be mekabel Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter when? Kishehi naira. A naira is from age 12 for the next 6 months, after which she becomes a bogeres. Even though, once the girl turns 12, she's mechuyev in mitzvah, she's considered a bastas, but for the next 6 months, approximately, she's still in the reshus of her father. Only her father can accept kiddushin on her behalf. So he can accept kiddushin on her behalf when she's a naira, and for sure if she's younger, when she's a ktana. But here too we say boy ubishluchai. Either he himself accepts the kiddushin, or he can appoint a shliach to do so. So let me ask you, if he can accept kiddushin on her behalf even when she's a ktana, why does the Mishnah say kishehi naira? The truth is he can do it even before she's a naira, even before she's 12 years old. And the answer is, the Mishnah is giving us a very strong recommendation. The Mishnah is saying that it's aser for a person. Even though if he does, it works, but it's aser for a person. To be mekadesh his daughter when she's a ktana, we would rather wait until she's 12 and she has das. And she says, oh, him I want, I'm masking. But she has to be at least 12 years old to be able to know what she wants, to have enough das. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. So let's remember, a person can be Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef or with Shavu Kesef. Our minig is to give a ring, but it could be anything that's worth a pruta. Let's hear Mishnah Vayter. Huayma Isha, if someone says to a woman, Hiskachuli Bithamarazu, become mekadeshes to me with this, he picks up a fruit, a date. Hiskachili bizu. And then he says again, become mekadeshes to me with this date. And he gives her another one. Well, you can't be mekadesh and isha twice. She's either mekadeshes or not mekadeshes. But here's the catch. Im yesh bi achas mehen shava pruta, the halacha is, if one of the dates is worth at least the pruta mekadesh, she's mekadesh, either the first or the second. But v'im lav, if each date on its own is less than a pruta, ain't a mekadesh, she's not mekadesh. Even if the sum total of both grapes together would add up to a pruta. Because he said hiskachi, hiskachi, each time separately, there are separate acts of kiddushin. Each one no good, because it's less than a pruta. Let's go on to the next case. Bezu, o bezu, o bezu. This man, or for all we know, it could be the same person, gives a woman three dates and says, become a kadeshes to me with this tomorrow and with this one, and with this one. Im yeshav pruta bekula. Here the halacha is. If I add up all three, and together they're worth a pruta, mekadeshes. V'im lav enem mekadeshes. If even adding up all three won't get me a pruta, she won't be mekadeshes. Because he did not repeat his kachi more than once, it's one act of kiddusha. So he wasn't mekadesh her with one date, one time and another time and another time. No, he was mekadesh her once with three dates. So if they add up to a pruta, fine, she's miskadeshes. Wait, we're not finished yet. Let's say he takaset bezu bezu bezu, but as he gave her the dates, she ate them. Before he even finished saying, "Become a kodeshes to me with this one, with this one, with this one," bezu bezu bezu, she already ate them, and a kodeshes, because the kiddushin has to go into effect when the man finishes making the statement. So in other words, I have to have the shava pruta when he finishes making the statement, but by the time he finished, she already ate some of them. So the only time she's going to be mekadeshes would be if the ones that are left that she didn't eat yet were still worth a pruta. Achei ba'achas mehen shava pruta. As the Batanura explains, this means that the tamara, the date, which was given at the end of what he said, if that one is still worth a pruta, in other words, the only one that's still left, that's when the kiddushin is going to take effect. It's the only one that could count. The ones that she ate before he finished saying what he said are useless to us. She ate them already. The truth is, she owes him the money for the dates. He gave it to her as kiddushin. She's not mekadeshes with those dates, so she has to pay it back to him. So didn't he really give it to her then? She's becoming mekadeshes. She doesn't have to pay it back. The reason it's not good technically is because the rule is hamakadesh b'milva ena mekadeshes. If a lady owes me money, I can't tell, you know what, I'm meichel d'chayv, you don't have to pay me, you should be miskadeshes with that money. That's what I'm giving you. Then I'm being meichel d'chayv. That does not work. When one is mekadesh an isha, he has to give her money at the time of the kiddushin, just like Avram Avinu gave money to Ephron when he purchased the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. We learn kiddushin from there. Being meichel achayv is not giving money. Being meichel achayv means I could have had the power to take money out of him, and I'm revoking that power for myself. Very nice on my part, but that's not called kiddushin. Okay, so a man can be mekadesh an isha either himself or through a shliach. There's a greater mitzvah that he does it himself. Mitzvah bo yoseh mebishluchai. Same is true for the isha. She can be miskadeshes by receiving the kiddushin on her own, or she could appoint a shliach by her too. Would rather she does it on her own. A person can accept kiddushin for his daughter when she's a naira. Naira is from 12 to about 12 and a half. Afterwards, he can't. He can for sure accept kiddushin when she's younger than that. But Chazal asked him to do so. Even though min ha-toira, the kiddushin would work, we want her to be at least 12 years old, so she should be able to have enough das to approve of her husband. Then we learn in the Mishnah, if someone says to a woman, become a kadeshes to me with this tomorrow, with this date, and he gives her the date. And then he says, his kachuli bizu, says it to her again, become a kadeshes to me with this date, and gives her another date. Well, if one of them on their own has a shava pruta, she's mekadeshes. If not, I can't combine both, because he made two separate acts of kiddushin. But if he says, if he gives a woman three dates and says, become a kadeshes to me with this date, and with this one, and with this one, im yesh shav pruta bekulan mekadeshes, the Mishnah told us, it's one act of kiddushin. So if the sum total of the three dates would be a pruta, then she would be mekadeshes. In other words, you don't have to give the lady one thing that's worth a pruta, you can give her a few things if it adds up to a pruta, as long as it's one act of kiddushin. Now, she was a little impatient over here, and she started eating the dates before he finished his statement. Then I would have to have a shava pruta in the date that's still left after he finishes. The fact that she owes him the money for the other ones doesn't mean that he's giving her something, because the din is you cannot be mekadesh an isha by being meichel achayv, mekadesh b'milva, ein mekadeshes.